Our next guest argues that Republicans' projected win in the House is a direct result of redistricting after decisions by the Supreme Court's conservative majority. Mark Joseph Stern is a senior writer at Slate. His recent article is How the Supreme Court Likely Handed Control of the House to Republicans. Mark, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me back on.
So you start by explaining the Supreme Court's 5-4 February decision that suspended the Voting Rights Act ban on racial gerrymandering, or packing people of different races into districts to minimize their voting power. Could you start by telling us what exactly is racial gerrymandering and why did the Voting Rights Act prevent it?
So racial gerrymandering typically involves diluting the voting power of Black communities, also Native and Hispanic communities to a lesser extent, by packing as many of them into a single district as possible, and then distributing the rest of them in majority white districts so that they won't have any real voting power. I mean, the quintessential example of a racial gerrymander is in Alabama, where Black residents make up nearly a third of the population, but they will only control one out of seven congressional districts because Republican lawmakers drew a pretty extreme map that contains this one district that snakes all the way along the state's Black Belt, captures its two Black majority cities, and ensures that there will only be this one seat where the state's Black population has a real chance of electing its preferred representative. And the rest of the seats, it's majority white.
And they were allowed to do this because of the Supreme Court's February decision with the Voting Rights Act. Just quickly tell us what happened there and how the ban on racial gerrymandering had prevented this before.
So a district court that included two Donald Trump appointees blocked that Alabama map that I was just describing in a 225-page decision, explained very clearly why it violated the Voting Rights Act, which contains an explicit bar on this kind of racial gerrymandering. The state appealed that decision to the United States Supreme Court. And in February, as you mentioned, the court put that decision on hold and implemented that illegal map by a 5-4 vote without any explanation. It was a decision on what we call the shadow docket. And that sent a very strong message to lower courts that the Supreme Court was essentially suspending this part of the Voting Rights Act for the remainder of the election. And it gave a number of other southern states the green light to engage in a similar kind of racial gerrymandering.
And one that you point out is Georgia. Tell us about what happened there.
It's a very similar story. Georgia Republicans decided to target their Black and Hispanic communities with almost surgical precision after Democrats flipped several House seats over the last two cycles. And they successfully managed to create more districts where white Republican voters would almost certainly be able to elect their preferred representative. A district court said the map was almost certainly illegal and did this very comprehensive analysis showing how this map had diluted the power of racial minorities. But at the end of the decision, the court sort of shrugged and said, well, look, the United States Supreme Court has said there's nothing we can do about this now, so I'm not going to even try to implement a new and fairer map.
So ultimately, if you look at the midterm results that we have at this point, what's the bottom line impact that you see of the court's Voting Rights Act suspension? Because you've said we can't know exactly how many seats the Democrats have won, but what do we know?
So the absolute minimum at this stage, I would say, is five seats that these decisions flipped to Republicans. There are a minimum of five districts that would have likely gone to Democrats because of a large minority population that instead went to a Republican because of the way they were drawn. Depending on the final results, that number could stretch up to seven or eight. We're looking not just at Alabama and Georgia, but at Louisiana, South Carolina, Florida, and Texas, where there was at least one seat that should have been drawn to benefit racial minorities that simply wasn't. So if Republicans do win by a margin of less than five, you know, there are a lot of factors someone could blame, but this will be chief among them.
About 10 seconds. Could this be turned around before the next election in 2024?
Highly unlikely. The Supreme Court has taken up that case we're discussing and is probably going to issue a decision officially gutting what remains of the Voting Rights Act in 2023.
Okay, Mark Joseph Stern, senior writer for Slate, thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.